This is the Bluegrass Hour on Country Radio Switzerland. Thanks for listening to our country radio.
What you do, oh honey, nothing will change what you do. Well, I've been a true wife and I'll carry it through. There's a few things you should shoulder on the road. I'll pack something to eat and a picture of me, and I'll wait each night until you come home.
I'm a folk singer and songwriter living in Chattanooga, Tennessee, USA, and you're listening to the Swiss Bluegrass Music Association Bluegrass Show with your host, Kent Miller, on Country Radio Switzerland.
Trading Massachusetts Avenue for Smoky Mountains, trading it for fields of dew and long highways and lookout views. There are things I saw and still want to do, people to miss and places to. There's much to miss to go or stay. Of Boston winters like northern greetings. You're not really sure if it's staying or leaving, but it acts like it is, and it's possibly giving over to spring. And the birds are saying the same thing. The buildings are high as a mushroom cloud. It's a beautiful sight, but the city is too loud. I need to think thoughts I'm sure are my own. It's cramped and it's lonely, and I wanna go home. By the time I get down to Georgia, the sun will have burned up the leaves, and my skin will be gold as amber. Oh, that's where I'm longing to be. Your gates are pouring, won't you float me down the Chattahoochee and into the ocean to stand on Tybee's beach with a bohemian grin. I've been bitten by a northeasterly wind. By the time I get down to Georgia, the sun will have burned up the leaves, and my skin will be gold as amber. Oh, that's where soon, and it's hard to know what's waiting for me in the place I go. Lord, help me to believe and help me to breathe. For the altitude's high and I'm riding on breeze. To fantasizing is having the feeling, but not recognizing it this time. I'm hoping to live in the moment, capitalizing on living it, not what I get from it. Feelings pass like seasons go, and I've got a ticket for a one lane. By the time I get down to Georgia, the sun will have burned up the leaves, and my skin will be gold as amber. Oh, that's where I'm longing, wishing, hoping to be.
It's the SBMA Bluegrass Show of Country Radio Switzerland. Mancho Kurt, Nina Ritchie, N-I-N-A-R-I-C-C-I, is a wunderbare junge Volkssängerin, und sie macht Exklusivs special für the Bluegrass Show, nur für uns, und ich habe sie gefragt, ob sie nicht der Reinkarnation ist von diesen Volkssänger aus den 1960er Jahren, und sie hat gesagt, genau, das ist so, und dann erzählt sie uns über die ganze Stunde, wie sie zuerst kommt zu der Musik, über ihre Vorbilder, über ihre Musikgitarre spielen und ihre wunderbare Stimme, die unglaublich passt zu Folkmusik, und andere Informationen mehr ist auf der CRS, Country Radio Switzerland, Facebook-Seite und auf der SBMA Internetseite, das ist www.bluegrass.ch/radio. Ich bin Kent Miller, vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Viel Spaß mit der wunderbaren Nina Ritchie.
Thank you, Kent. You hit the nail on the head in the first swing. I grew a love for folk music in my teen years. Whereas the young folk singers in the coffee houses in the 1950s and early 60s admired old folk songs from the Harry Smith anthology and Scottish and English ballads, I admired their versions of these songs. I am a songwriter also. My songs are story songs primarily, and many of them have a folk bent, but I have a variety of influences and interests that inform my music. I was raised in Nashville, Tennessee, and started out in music, as many do, on the piano. But after quitting the piano, I found the instrument that suited me best, and that was the guitar. I was sampling rock music from the 1970s all the way through the early 2000s, when my mom suggested I listen to Bruce Springsteen. My dad had a ton of his albums on CD and cassette, and once I'd listened through those, I looked for more at the library and came across an album called We Shall Overcome, The Seeger Sessions. That album sparked something in me and changed my direction and interest dramatically. I also heard Joan Baez singing Blowin' in the Wind and was immediately drawn to her music. That's how I became interested in traditional folk songs. And finally, Bob Dylan was having a resurgence of popularity with a young audience, and I became curious to find out who he was. My dad had a greatest hits album of Bob Dylan, and that introduced me to another wing of the folk music movement. I lived in Boston, Massachusetts for 4 years while in college and started discovering that some of the folk music I love so much came out of Boston. For example, Joan Baez lived there in her early years and performed at the Club 47 on Mount St. Auburn Street in Cambridge. That's where she got her start. And I had the honor of playing in the Club 47's new location, Club Passim, twice while I was there. For the sake of connection, I'll tell you that the next song you'll hear is called Fare Thee Well. It's an English folk ballad and one of the first folk songs I learned. I recorded it for an album I released in 2020 called Fare Thee Well, a Joan Baez tribute. After Fare Thee Well, we'll play my song Folk City. I wrote this song about the Greenwich Village folk scene in New York City, which most people think of when they think of the 1950s and 60s folk revival. My dad lived there in the 70s, and I got to visit the village while I lived in Boston, and it inspired this song. It's about what it means to me to be a modern-day folk singer. Now playing Fare Thee Well, or some call it 10,000 Miles.
You know you.
For the crow that is so black, my love, will change his color white. If ever I should prove false to thee, never will run dry, or the rocks melt with the sun. I'll never prove false to the one I love, till all of these things be done, till all
My parents moved me to Nashville from Atlanta, Georgia, when I was 18 months old, and we lived in a suburb of Nashville called Donelson, right across the interstate from the Grand Ole Opry. My dad wrote songs and brought us there to try his hand in the country music business, so I grew up hearing his original songs playing on the tape deck in our house. He was very talented and wrote some great songs, and he was much closer to the folk songwriter genre than country, I think. Hearing his work was where things started for me. I was exposed to the music my parents liked, songs from church and whatever was playing on the local radio stations, country music and pop and rock. My dad particularly liked the Beatles, and he had me sing John, Paul, George, and Ringo at the age of 3. When I started writing songs as a teenager, I listened to artists like Tom Waits, Bruce Springsteen, and Bob Dylan, which I found in my dad's cassette collection. They were sort of the scaffolding for my understanding of how songs were written. I was about 10 or 12 years old when I wrote my first song, Just for Fun, and when I picked up the guitar at 14, my mom encouraged me to write my own songs rather than covering others, so I was self-taught starting out. I think my first song was Mama Said, which you can find on YouTube. I understood song form and melody, rhythm and verse from what I gleaned from listening to others. I was also homeschooled through high school and spent hours reading English literature and poetry for the curriculum, as well as studying the New King James Version of the Bible, all of which informed my understanding of poetry and nurtured my love of words. Early on in my musical discoveries in folk music, I was very interested in Dylan's song called Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, because of its jingle-jangle guitar sound that just rhymed in my soul, and I was always looking for that sound. It took me a long time to get anywhere near what I heard on the recording, but it was very influential to my own picking style. Let's play that one next, along with my song My Head Is Full of You. Those should go together nicely. Did you know Don't Think Twice was adapted from a song called Who's Gonna Buy You Ribbons When I'm Gone? And as for my song, I wrote this one about loving someone through all the mundane moments that can happen in a day.
No, don't think twice, it's all right.
Happy birthday, Bob.
When I lie awake in the morning at 3 a.m. in the morning, before the train makes the dawning break, my head he's made, my head is full of you. When my car is cranked and warming up and I've checked my latitudes, I purse my lips in the rearview mirror, my head is full of you. When the drive time gives me time to pray, my head is full of you. When the oil stains look like highway snakes, when the heat waves shake on the lid, when I can't make out what the road signs,
bei Riecherich in der Bluegrass Show, ganze Stunde mit Nina Ritchie. That's Nina, N-I-N-A, Ritchie, R Cici, ganze Stunde, wo sie uns erzählt von ihrer Musik. Und ich habe sie gefragt, wie das sie da gelernt hat, ihren Stil auf der Gitarre. Und sie hat gesagt, sie hat die Metalli Picks, die Platte, wo man auf den Finger stößt. Und nachher dann mit einer Duma, Plastik-Duma Platte, wo man dann über den Duma tut. Und ähnlich wie Fingerpicking-Gitarre Search oder ein Banjo, die spielen auch mit zwei Metallen und ein Plastik. Sie hat studiert in der Berklee School of Music in Boston. Das ist eine ganz grosse Universität für Musiker. Dort hat sie Gesang studiert und Roots Music und hat Gitarre können lernen dort auch.
Yes, that's true. I did learn a lot of my guitar skills at Berklee. And I do wear finger picks. I am actually endorsed by Deering Banjo Company for my use of their Pro Picks. I wear their steel finger picks called Finger Tones. I was primarily a self-taught guitarist before Berklee. I started playing at age 14. My dad played fingerstyle guitar, and I believe it was an innate sort of proclivity for me to play that way too. For the first few years, I played bare-fingered in an arpeggiated way and strummed irregularly. I was accepted to Berklee as a voice principal, so there wasn't really an outlet for me to learn guitar until later in my college career. I learned that while I was studying for my bachelor's degree, I could also acquire a minor in American roots music. It was a new offering at the time, and they were trying to bring folk musicians from the outside who were good, but didn't necessarily have a degree to teach music. The string department at Berklee began offering private lessons, and I took them from a country blues man named Paul Rochelle. I also studied with Livingston Taylor, who teaches stage performance techniques at Berklee. He is a performer through and through, and even though he's teaching, you can tell he is in performance mode. So one day he stuck his thumb up in the air dramatically and said, "You need to get one of these so you can have clear bass lines." It was a thumb pick, and my dad had one of those that I inherited, so I started using it. Though at the time, I really didn't know how to use it. Paul set me on the path to being the picker I am today and gave me my first pair of Pro Pick finger picks. They were too big, but I loved them, and eventually I bought my own set that fit. I always play with a full set, two picks on my pointer and middle fingers, and a thumb pick, because as Paul said, you only need these three. He taught me alternated picking, syncopations, and how to play melodies and bass lines simultaneously, which, incidentally, helped me learn the style I so desired to play that was used on Don't Think Twice. I was also able to take an ensemble called Finger Pickin' Blues, led by Dan Bowden, in which I studied guitar tablature, not your internet stuff, but really good tabs. I was the only female guitarist in that class and the only person who wasn't a guitar principal. I thrived there because I was in my element. The next song you'll be hearing is called Old Emerald Shore. It's my most recent release, and I wrote this song as a tribute to my fans who sent me to Ireland in January of 2023. I was showcasing in a folk music conference there. It was my first time abroad, and I felt grateful for the experience, and that gratitude boiled over into this original Irish song called Old Emerald Shore.
In the milky light of an Irish sky, I set out across the land, passing great stone halls and quaint farm homes to the town of spires down to the rowdy pubs, the sessions last all night. Musicians bray their honest songs to the edge of morning light. Thank you for taking me across the sea, across the sea. That old emerald shore.
Down country roads there are signs that say dinner's in the barn, and everything served farm to plate with a southern Irish charm. Oh, the people there are a plucky lot. They drink and laugh together. I'll think on times of yore, of the quilted lands and shamrock hills, and that old emerald shore. Thank you for taking me across the sea, across the sea, across the sea. Thank you for taking me across the sea, that old emerald shore.
If I Wear Blue is one of my more rock songs. I arrange my own music and enjoy the process of composing for the songs I write. I wrote about a girl who is in love with a colorblind man and entices him through the only color he can see. The song is from my debut album, Designs on Me, which you can order on CD from my website, ninarichiemusic.com, or you can find it on many platforms, including Spotify.
I live saturated in spectrums of color. I've always had a pattern or odd combination of hues and of dyes, yellow, magenta, and blue. And I wonder if it would have any effect on you if I wear blue. If I wear attracted to the girl or the cast under the light of the moon.
leave you with my final song of the show, All the Crown Jewels. I wrote this song about my Aunt Margaret, who has a fabulous jewelry collection she wanted to show me.
All the crown jewels, all the crown jewels, Margaret said she'd show me. All the crown jewels, a nine-glass loop will magnify the light, and I can't wait till I get the glitter in my eyes, glitter in my eyes, glitter in my eyes. Margaret's got a leather-covered snakeskin trunk. She told me to appraise and throw away the junk. Hard to see the diamonds, they're all mixed in with the costume brooches and the riff-raff shims. All the crown jewels, all the crown jewels, Margaret said she'd show me. All the crown jewels, a nine-glass loop will magnify the light, and I can't wait till I get the glitter in my eyes, glitter in my eyes, glitter in my eyes. Saw a gin and a genie of a gem, and I fall under their enchantment. I don't need to steal, cause I eat with my eyes. They're filled to the brim with little flicker lights. All the crown jewels, all the crown jewels, Margaret said she'd show me. All the crown jewels, a nine-glass loop will magnify the light, and I can't wait till I get the glitter in my
Kroonjuwelen voor de tante van Nina Ritchie. En meer danken Nina ganz herzlich. Thanks Nina for coming by and doing this wonderful special for us. It's been great having you. We wish you continued success and we'll look forward to hearing your music and having it in the Bluegrass Show over the next months and years. En die zeggen au danke, vielen dank fürs Zuhören. In einer Woche wieder, wenn der Wand. Viel Spaß weiterhin auf Country Radio Switzerland. Ich bin der Kent Miller. Das ist noch das Lied von Nina Ritchie. Als Folk Music Ballad. The Ballad of Sweet William and Peggy O.
will your mother think, pretty Peggy, oh? What will your mother think, pretty Peggy, oh? What will your mother think when she hears the guineas clink? The soldiers all marching before you. In a carriage you will ride, pretty Peggy-o. In a carriage you will ride, pretty Peggy-o. In a carriage you will ride with your true love by your side, as fair as any maiden in the area. Running down your stairs, pretty Peggy-o. Come running down your stairs, pretty Peggy-o. Come running down your stairs, combing back your yellow hair, and bid farewell to sweet William-o. William is dead, pretty Peggy-o. Sweet William is dead, pretty Peggy-o. Sweet William, he is dead, and he died for a maid, the fairest maid in the area. If ever I return, pretty Peggy-o. If ever